So today is August 8th, 2000. And here we are at Camp Digafognak. And today we have with us Julie Knagan and Emily Biglio. Clyde, huh?
Emily Bijoli.
Oh, Bijoli. And Clyde Christensen and Julia Pesterkoff. And let's start out. Would anyone like to talk about anything today? Okay. All right. Yeah.
He had a problem with his hip, and they brought him over here, and they picked those to Mahwad, I think. I don't see them anymore since tidal wave. They put him on his hip, and whatever. Tumahwad are different. These are different sarsaparillas. They're pointed like this. Mm-hmm. And they're good for most anything. Mm-hmm. You could drink them. Mm-hmm. Before, you should just pick their roots. But Freddy said, why not drink their leaves? So that whatever problem he had on his toe, that's what he drank. Silver leaves, too, they used to when they have problems. Women inside, you know, they put those silver leaves, put them away, and they can talk in with them. And I'm much good, but
the grass and make little beads out of them.
Oh.
Yeah, when we were little girls we used to. And then we'd eat them raw too. Us girls. Yeah, those are a mushka.
Mm-hmm.
nakin nani nota sa.
Oh,
oh nabani. Oh maguti ni.
Yeah.
Oh. Do a lot of nyotanka at fit. Makiwig may doktak kaya. Those are for healing too. Marina always tells me kangan and what as a kaniloki ang text they are missing. Ka. At tingnak sa akachakit kangan and what. She's always going to show me. Are those with the geranium? No. O kadakhtute. Ka. That was for headache.
For what?
Headache.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You mean just, you know, the yellow flowers? Mm-hmm. The ones that close to that basket. No, the other ones. They have a little round thing in them. They use them for sinus too.
Oh.
We picked them in Kodiak. A woman was telling me in Kodiak, a white woman.
Mm.
She was picking them for her and her husband for sinus infection.
Mm-hmm.
And she dried them up real neatly in a basket. She's got a big round basket.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I used to eat them when I was a little girl. She said, Emily, they're real good for your sinus infection and that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My daughter has sinus problem.
Real neatly. They have when you get your medicine from the ground, you have to be real careful. Masha was telling me you got to keep them clean. You
mm-hmm.
have to put them someplace where it's real clean. They grow. I don't see any here. I was wondering. I told her I was taking that. This is my second time with a sinus. Usually a sinus infection of Kakahala. I'm an antibiotic, 500 milligrams. Jolie, you must have Malishka, I'll show you what we're taking.
Mm.
What we're taking. Those little, with the round little things, they grow by my house, so I'll have to go someplace else because the dogs are back there. In Old Harbor, they didn't pick them right from the village. They go towards where people don't walk around and there's no dogs around.
Mm-hmm.
You
I'm not sure.
Not sure. I think we used to call them Puruchi. I forgot. I used to eat them all the time when a mom left me alone because she knew they were healthy for me. They're not in that paper. They're good for your sinus. It drains all the stuff out of your nose and where it is within your lungs, it gets it out.
I'm
coming.
gonna pick it up when I get home. But they sometimes I hear by the beach is the way it stand up on the beach. I was just shocked. I didn't know. Yeah, look, dude, you see a poor big stick, what do they call them? I've been trying to preach. Something, maybe Mary knows them. They're real tiny with a little, like a bell. They're real tiny and they use the leaves for something else too. I forgot that we have. I'll go back to her when I go. She's coming down to Old Harbor. Just stay with me for a while to get away from her.
Who is that?
She's new in Korea. She's a monk's mom. Her son just went to California to enter the monastery.
Oh.
That's how they nurse. They believe in nursing. They know a lot. They believe in nursing and queens. Now, they don't take medicine. That church in Korea, the little church they have, they all believe in nursing by queens. They don't take medicine. But sometimes they have to go to the house when it's real bad.
What church you go to?
There's a little church in Mission Road.
Far from the Salvation Army.
The priest that was there with them too.
Is it Orthodox?
It's Orthodox, but somebody made mistakes by saying they're not. They have the same service. They have liturgy. They never miss them. It's 8 o'clock from 8 until 9, and then they have their service. They have same communion. They don't have a priest. Their priest went to the state. The bishop quit on it. I mean, they have to quit him off. Father told me the same thing like that. But they have liturgy and they do a lot of reading, praying a lot. They pray a lot.
Which father told you?
Father Carlson and Father, I talked to them. I said I go there a lot, Father, to read. And we get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and pray. They're beautiful people. They don't invite nobody. But if you want to go and look, you good, you know, and because they want them to go to Orthodox, you know, the church. They want them to join. They were thinking about it, but they were going to wait for a while, but they're going to join our church with some stuff to help our church. They make their own church clothes and everything. They got clothes for their church from Russia. They sent them clothes for their church for Easter. And they were short on money, so I turned around and ordered Pope and the crepe paper and made them flowers. Your grandson was there.
Oh,
like a month years ago.
Yeah,
but not
all right. they stay in that, they stay for a while, they go to the Father Herman pray and ask for guidance, and then they go to the state and to the monastery. They stay there for two years, maybe longer, and then they get out.
Do you mean that you take it, Mom, and go to Manaka, the Akinakni Luki? You know, Manaka, two Takni Luki, Arai of Kenak, and Sulutan, Supunaka, Sudilak, Kunaki, Mouth, Inginun Akalutan, Arai, to hold them. Ingini, Arai, you know, Arai, so that Supuni. They go to the mountains where there's nobody. That's just like a wilderness, you know. Shwilingokman akalodeng akayo.
Now talking about
Lord
Tadas,
yeah, home too they used to with the lanterns, I remember. They never had flashlights. Now you let me think about it. That's why there were so many lanterns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody had lanterns instead of flashlights.
Why?
When we went to church,
why?
That was our light. No flashlights, you know. Kerosene lantern, remember?
Panaro.
So why flashlight? But yeah. Honkuta, we used to use the kerosene lamps with those regular mantles. Remember them before the gasoline lamps on the wall? That's what we used. We used to use those kind of lamps besides kerosene lamps. I finally ran out last winter. I just got new ones now made. I left them with my daughter-in-law, drying them up for myself to drink tea. Tea.
What?
From outside. I don't know what they call them, though. I seen them in a book here one time when I was here. They grow. Yeah, herbs, yeah. They grow about this tall. And then when they grow about that tall, then they get those little flowers, but they're tiny little balls.
Yeah,
whole
so
bunch of little balls.
Yeah.
And the bottoms are silver.
Oh, okay, they grow
by the crib. It's good for your heart, it's good for your varicose veins. Varicose veins, never. I've been drinking that for many years. Yeah, and then it's good for your whole in all your organs inside. Mrs. Lactone is the one that teaches me how. She said you should drink that even you're young. Later on when you get older, it'll be good for you. It's good for your heart. It keeps your heart. And what she said, you'd never have problem with your heart. I guess it's true because when they thought I had problem with when I got this breathing problem when they sent me to Anchorage, when they shot the dye in my, checked my heart, the doctor said, gee, I wish we had a heart like hers. I don't even know how my heart is. I'm not sure for me. I don't even know how. Don't get scared. Your heart will stop for just a second. I was listening to my own heartbeat. When we shoot the dial, it didn't scare me. And I asked, did you get scared? I said, no. We're going to do it again now. Second time. There was nothing wrong with my heart. That was a couple of years ago, I think. And I said, it's the past. I said, I'm going to go to the hospital. I didn't have, they said I didn't have anything wrong with my heart. Because I had this heart, breathing problem.
Oh.
I still have this breathing problem. Because I have sleep apnea.
Oh.
That's why. When I'm sleeping, I don't get all my breath out. But I always tell my husband that maybe I was born like that because all of us breathe like that.
Uh-huh.
My kids seem to breathe like that.
Mm-hmm. Inherited
it. Inherited it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I try to let my old man drink it too because he had a heart attack. He never likes it. I make gallons of it home and keep it cold. So have it ready. I strain it when I have it, after I boil it.
Some people won't take medicines because they don't taste good.
Yeah.
And yet we drink beer and booze that tastes worse.
Yeah.
So why can't they take that medicine? Drink it full speed.
I drink mine at tea. Now
it's
a bit lighter than
you.
I just drink it plain. Just warm. I just need some before I left. But there's none in my food. I just ran out last winter. I had a little bit in the bag, but I couldn't find them. I don't know what. When I got out of the hospital after the accident I had, Charles must have took everything out of my house. He took all the beds and everything. When I went home, I didn't have to back up.
The devil club, to do the inner bark and the
Yeah, you better start off. You know,
wheat.
Yeah. My daughter can't drink what I take. She gets high. I told her you should drink it slowly. When I started, I drank it a week. And when I got, you know, used to it, I started drinking it stronger. Young lady came from Juneau, real young girl, but she was married. But her grandpa, they didn't have a bed for her, she had TB in Juneau, you know, they lived in Juneau. And she told me, they didn't have a bed for her in Juneau, it was so cold there. And then they couldn't get her into A&S because it was so cold. So when they got a bed for her, they called for her. But in the meantime, in between those two beds she couldn't get, her grandpa told her, if you believe in me, and if I take care of you just like a doctor would, maybe better than a doctor would, I can heal you. You will let me do it. So she told her grandpa, go ahead. I'll take anything you make for me. She was, you know, coughing and coughing at me. And so he used the devil's club, the bark. She said it was the bark from the devil's club. First time I ever heard of a devil's club. That was my first time hearing of a devil's club. And I asked her, how did he make it? He just boiled the bark and made tea for me. And I drank that for, I don't know how many months she drank it, till she was ready to have, till they got a bed for her in A&S. She told me the story herself because she was going to be my roommate. Then she came and she didn't look like she was sick to me. And I said, oh, what's wrong with you? She said she was going to be my roommate. And she said, today they're going to x-ray my chest. I have TB. I have to be here for a while. Then she started telling me that story. Then they x-rayed her that day. She didn't even have to be healed up. She didn't even have to be in the hospital. She went home. She was already healed up. But she didn't know she was healed up. From that devil's club.
But it helped to be
moved. Uh-huh. Yeah, she did.
After her heart and surgery and nurse was sick. And I opened my eyes and asked the nurse, when are they going to operate? And they said, we all
home, too, they used to use the nettle for healing, the roots in the spring of the, you know, when they first start going, they use it for spinach, but I never had any, I never ate any, I don't know why, because we burn ourselves on them, because I never did try it. Eating them real. But they use the roots. Charlie Dunn, she called Cartel. She called Kako. I use them. I let my brother Martin drink some when he had cancer. All summer he was drinking it. But it was a job, you know, me picking it up and then washing all the roots. You know, you gotta get a lot of roots. And then you gotta wash them up real good. And then you mash them up before you boil them.
What is it?
Nettle roots.
They would boil without crushing them, or what?
It's better to crush them because you get all that stuff. After you clean them, after you wash them and clean them, you crush them up and then boil them. Then after you boil them, you drain them. I used to make him gallons of it. And he didn't go back. He didn't want to go back to, for a whole year, he was real good. I almost, if I didn't quit, I guess I would have healed him. But I was tired and picking them. I didn't pick any for winter. I should have picked some for winter for him. When he went to get therapy, or the chemotherapy, they said he didn't need it. He was better. I should have kept that. His lung was better. So it must be good for that too. If you keep on drinking it. Should have kept on drinking. And he felt better. He started to walk around real good, eat better.
So would that be good for emphysema?
It should be. But you emphysema, when you get emphysema, you cough.
Sinayon. Feel come. My stepfather, Philip, he took it upon his own. They call it what they call now when you vomit. That's your your ulcer bleeding. Started out with John Noya. Anisha was still alive, very much so. Thank Mexico. How he was doing it. He went down to Mama's house to treat John Noyes. They couldn't stop it. The way they stopped it was from the ashes, from the stove ashes, such Mahaloni ashes. And he picked up little, like a tub, you know, how out in the chest. While he was doing that, Dokuna, he got them, flipped down the stool of the ashes, stir it up while he was. The more it got thicker, the less he was bleeding. That was the way he healed it. And he never had no more trouble with that. Neither did the job come what
factually
the one
at the
water.
Yes. Maybe he inhaled some of the wood ashes?
I don't know, but the more he did it, the more they put in there and they would stir it up. He didn't drink it, they just continued to fill it from there.
That's just so it wouldn't gel. It wouldn't gel up him. And then get it all then it's still tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He called me and I was pretty young. Man, I was sick. I smear it like this. I couldn't stand the smell of that blood, you know. I never smelled blood before. It was in Mama's house.
Down in the old house.
Yeah, nobody to steer it for him. Didn't he call me?
Continue the story.
What?
Mm-hmm. And then the other one was...
What was that vomiting from?
From his
ulcer. I get it was from... They say
what they call,
it's
they
from
call
their
it
lung.
Something else, but what it is, the other one, open up. Because they lose so much blood, they had to do something, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't have any doctors at that time. It was the same thing with the Chichotka Halabu. Now Bilka took care of that. My stepfather, Philip, took care of that. That was Tjopka Mwashkop. That was Tjopka, Olga, Peter Noya, King Ayon Tokut. He treated them, the TB. But he had to let us go pick those Ojeda, down the beach. You know what you call them in English now.
Ojeda.
Rubber boots.
Darkness. Kaitans. Ojeda.
Sea urchin.
Okay.
He let us go down there with a gunny sack. Six gunny sacks we had to take.
Mm-hmm.
Low tide. He was going to take care of the TB patients. Okay. But the reason why he wanted six gunny sacks, that may sound a lot to you, but as far as he was concerned, it was not, because most of those were empty. He made sure that he had enough to let him start throwing it up.
Okay.
A little water with a single container. He was opening up those cigarettes. Somewhere nice and large, somewhere small and sweet. All different colors.
Let him eat until he got nauseated.
That's what I want you to do. We're going to eat as much as you can handle. You're not done yet. You're just beginning to start throwing up that pus from your lungs. He was getting weak. That pus was infection, like you do when you have pneumonia or something. You have that yellow pus on you that comes out, or either when you have a boil. You can actually see that stuff down in there. That means that it's all out. Your lungs, the TB, is now going to heal. When that pus came out, it's hollow and clingy. So that salt water from the sea person got it out. And he treated him with ukaina. Okay? He took the roots, boiled them until they were tender, real tender, till they were falling apart. And then he strained them. He was coming out of the contamination going into sterilized. Six glasses a day. And do you know he healed them? Aldo was alive. And then Aggie was alive. But he healed them for a long time. Again, he made sure that it was not strong. He started it with mild. Until if he was going to get some kind of reaction from it, then he knew he was going to be allergic to it. That's why you had to begin that medication with mild and then medium. That's the stronger. He got into it. That's what brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
He got used to taking that.
The metal?
Mm-hmm. The medication. Mm-hmm. So that's the two that I know that with my own eyes did I witness that,
mm-hmm.
that I can talk about it.
Charlie, I remember that.
Like these, you know, you would have boils sometimes. Like this line was in here. Charlie Tokut, there was the freedom with ichnik. That leaf, ichnik, you know, put them in there. And that would suck it right out. When it drains out, you could see that hole in there. That means all that infection is pulled out. So they would always use that black salve. For healing.
The black what?
Black salve.
Salve.
Mm-hmm. Vaseline. I know Vaseline was black.
Not even the tobacco.
No, why?
Huh?
They use, and I had another one in my back, a big one too, Charlie.
Oh,
Mr. McLeod did that. Black Vaseline. You don't see them. They used to come in those container whatever, you know, round containers. Yeah.
Maybe there's a food order called the Vermont store on the East Coast. That catalog has all kinds of old time.
Yeah, I seen some found in Port Angeles to the antique store. I even seen that painkiller.
Painkiller? Yes. Salon? Sloan Lindemann, too.
Not long ago, my old man stepped on that Rossinio up in the dump, right on the bottom of his foot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was hurting him. And I took him to the doctor. The doctor was in Martin Bay.
Mm-hmm.
His foot was, you know, swelling up. I said, you better go and get that taken care of. The doctor is here. She might give you antibiotics. You got it. You must have kept an arrest meal. I don't know when you got your that shot. You call it shot. You always get the taken care of.
Tetanus,
no.
You get the what? Tetanus?
Tetanus, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know when you got the tetanus shot the last time. And we got to find out from the clinic. So I brought him over, and the doctor didn't even do anything to him. She didn't give him antibiotics. She just told
I'll
him,
tell you in a minute.
Just go home
it's
and soak it. I said, I already soaked it, but it's cold. And I've been soaking it in Epsom salt for him. I think he stepped on a rusty nail. And it's hurting him. So that's all she told him. We didn't give him anything. So we went home. And while we were home, his foot was swelling up and getting red here. I said, I have to say that doctor don't know what she's doing. Doctor, I'll soak it first. Where he stepped on it was closed. But it must have bled a little bit on the sock. But it was closed, and it was hurting him, and his foot starts swelling. I told him, soak your foot in that Epsom salt again. Then I took a potato, just the right size of that little hole there. Well, pretty big, I made it. Then I put Band-Aid so it wouldn't, slide off or anything. Then I put 8 bandages. I told him to go to sleep with it on. He's got infection in there for sure. That doctor don't know what she's doing. She could have at least given you antibiotics or something. So I told my daughter, you know what? That foot is swollen. How come the doctor didn't give him antibiotics or something? I think he must have stepped on a rusty nail.
know, there's this error in the remedy. That the woman of whom she had athlete's foot couldn't heal it. So somebody, some Indian person thought to make a paste with wood ashes and put it on her athlete's foot. I don't know how long she had to do it, but she said that was the only thing that healed it. And then once a year after that, just so it would stay away, she could make a paste with wood ashes and put on her feet.
I'm all of them.
Dried
mustard with flour. Mix it up. Make a paste.
You know how I healed my pleurisy?
Peter Noya got it back, but you know Robert? Robert again did the same thing in Nelson Beatty. He opened him up with same thing, nettle. My brother Martin had it when he was a baby, had a TB. He was just a baby, and his godfather took him to Okal Pitrushka. Mother took him.
Yes.
Mama used to tell us that. He was not proper not to reject it. Okay, I didn't know what them days, you know, we didn't pay much attention to. And then it dawned on me only when I got older. So what she was talking about is he was doctoring him up. He took him to his home and told my parents that he's got to keep him home for a couple of months maybe, doctoring him up, you know. He was just a baby. He didn't drink no milk, it was just nothing but nettle. You know, he made him drink just nettle and then let him eat a little bit, you know. No milk, nothing, just that nettle tea. My brother Martin. His godfather, Petrushka, he was a real, he wasn't very old then, you know, he was a young man then. But he must have knew about these nettles, I guess. They knew at home that my mom too, when she had TB, she was using that nettles for quite a few years, but it came back on her again. And then they used those chaya for that, or whatever they call them. In the swampy place.
Chaya,
yeah, make tea. They get white flowers. Mama used to use those too. She used to let us go pick them. Pick a whole bunch of them for her. Shakshaluki. They might be some around here.
Is there a certain time of the year that
Even winter time, if you need to, do you know where they are?
Don't have too many devils around.
and then around here.
There is some over by the barber.
There's a lot.
Oh.
There. By the barber.
I Carla used to be full of nettles.
Yeah.
See, you couldn't go anywhere with nettles.
There is some over by the
barber.
I don't know why.
You know, our salmon berries like to go
Yeah. And salmon berries and nettles. And then roses, wild roses. Wild roses, they use them for tea.
See, our people are asking.
Jelly, too cheap with that. A doctor said jelly. For kidneys.
What?
Elderberry. The elderberry bush, when they're blooming, when they get the flower, before they turn to berries, you dry them up. I got some in a jar home, which is Palma. The first time they seen them, my grandchildren, I was there grown up, with adults. They seen them in the jar. Grandma, what you got there? They look like the stuff in smoke. I said, what is it? I don't know nothing about those smokes.
Oh, pot, I guess.
What is that kind of thing you got in the pantry? That's my medicine. Oh, we thought about that. That's the thing. Now, you must go now, if they were little, yes. And then, Barbara, Jacqueline, Kate, Teresa, and then. You know, they were little, yes. And it just lifted.
Mine did actually, too. I had dried mint leaves. And they were out looking for this. And Mom, I know you have pot. And the boy up there leaving pot here, somebody's going to be in trouble. Where did you see? It was in this little last box I bought for Mom and Dad. Best dried peppermint. And put it into a vacuum bag. I said, oh, I shouldn't have told him. I should have let him smoke that mint leaf.
That's why our ancestors were very secretive. Very secretive. They can only give so much information out.
Yeah.
About this, the medication from the earth. They knew it ahead of time, Jeff, that the white people are going to make money out of us.
Uh-huh.
That's why they were holding as much as they could from that information. Some of them died with the information.
That's how they got off money. That's how they did from Russia to them over and over to them. So that's how they nursed them. You know, another thing that helps us do is communion. Okay, I was sick for 2 months in Old Harbor. I have the flu. Only time I got out of my house, I don't like to be bothered by them. They tell us to be fine, stuff in the house, praying and stuff. So, only time I went out of my house is when I went to church. So I decided to take communion. I was having a when he bought them out, something busted in my stomach. Mm. So after that, I prayed and, you know, end of the service, and I told him, it was hurting off and on, and I went up to language, and the doctor asked me, Emily, you haven't been here for 7 years, so she said, when was the last time you had your colon checked? I said, a long time ago, but my husband was like, we're going to keep you as really physical. So he set an appointment with a different doctor, and when they looked inside to my colon, way up here, same place where I kept it, they found 2 polyps, they were cancerous. I think they could have been something else if I didn't, you know, pray and all and stuff to God. I think it could have been, but right here, they removed them. They were cancerous. But he told me, I told him, I work with God a lot at home when I'm sick. But Emily, you have to come and get your checkup. He said, we work with them too when people are real sick with surgery. He said, we pray too. But I told him that I was taking care of myself with the flu. He said, you have to see the doctor. You have to have the flu. That's how I live in my cancer. I stay home all by myself. I know I'm not. When I walk, I don't go to nobody's house. I go to either to Alfred and Janetta. I walk down 2 miles a day down to the post office and see the people, visit them in the post office. When my aunt was alive, I used to go to her house all the time and be with her. Every time I go down, I go check on her. She's ready to ask family, you know her. And I go home. Sometimes I decided to pay up, but I'm just walking, exercise, that's how I live down there. I go to church, I go in there by myself, I don't want nobody to follow me when I go there to pray by myself. I go, that door is wide open, I go in there and pray. I don't care what it is, but not really, I just have to go in there. And I prayed, I said, I'm going into Korea, I have to go in and get a checkup. I said, I don't want to see the doctors. And I stopped drinking. That shit, by going to church and praying and going to the hospital. The Virgin Mary. It's been a year since I stopped drinking. I've seen my grandchildren, I was watching them and I've seen them. And I went home, I took 2 bottles of Bianchi and that was the end of my life. I was so sick from drinking. I was like praying to God after I stopped drinking, you know, and I hung up. That was the end. That church down there and that church in Korea and then going to the monks who are getting moved. Now I realize I am.
What did you go on? You said they're chayo kudat or chayo kudat?
Chayo kudat. Chayo kudat. Chayo kudat. They have the little white flowers right over the top. It tastes different from
tea, but that's what they, my mom drink them.
Do they get berries after they're flowered?
No.
Do they look kind of like a star?
No, they just plain white flower on the top. It's not a real flower, it's just like a shooting star but on the top, and they're white. They grow in the swampy places. Swamp. And they're about this high. When you pull them, their roots are real long. Their roots are really long, and then we used to have to cut the roots sometimes because the roots were so long. Mom used to eat them when we were little then. She drank them a lot. They never call it arthritis. It was rheumatism before they used to call it.
I remember you used a cow's horn or something to suck out the...
That's when you have a boil or something from the back. Or whenever you have a pain, too. Wherever you have a pain, they would, suck it.
With a horn?
With a horn, or either they used to make them with glass, too.
The top of the bottle?
Bottle, top of the horn. Even one of the Leon parents, they used to cut them even, and then, they used that sand.
So they would be sure. I
wonder what happened to Lily's horn. His lasting tool.
Think he did it?
They would lance it to make a hole in it to, draw the infection. But then they used to use leaf tobacco.
For what?
For
oil.
Lancing. They would lance the boil because if it doesn't come to our head and bust it by itself, they would land it.
Yeah.
That must hurt. You don't know. They would numb it or nothing. But their knives are really, really sharp. I have that done with the family times. 1, 2, 3, 4 times I had it done with myself.
Set up homemade knives or something?
Yeah.
Be very tough with a blood sucker too.
Blood sucker.
And then if you had blood poisoning.
There was nothing there.
Being in
allergic reaction from when we changed the coronavirus.
Oh.
Then you didn't have them anymore.
She used the leaf tobacco on her. Well, to draw
it. Even after this or
after she opened it.
The leaf tobacco had some cure in germs or.
First they wash the leaf tobacco, you know, before they become, you know, long.
Yeah, I know, it's not.
She washed that one, when the long one, then she double it and put it on her and leave it out for a couple of days, you know, bandage it up. And then the third day she'd go up and look at it. She used a lot of stuff in it and the bandage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd be getting smaller, that she would be putting more, you know, wash it out and get the clean one off. And it would heal up. That's what we need. And our kids, we used to.